An American financial technology company has filed a lawsuit in the United States against the Democratic Republic of Congo and several senior officials, alleging attempted bribery and the sabotage of a major public banking project, according to court documents seen by AFP on Wednesday. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Idaho-based Pay Services says it was invited in late 2023 to form a joint venture aimed at revitalizing the DRC's public bank and digitizing and modernizing the country's national economy. The company claims it accepted the agreement and invested more than $72 million in technology and services. Under the terms of the contract, Pay Services says the Congolese state was required to pay $20 million within 2 weeks. According to the lawsuit, several corrupt officials in the DRC, acting without the knowledge of the president of the DRC, later conspired to demand bribes from the company. Those named include the ministers of public enterprises and finance, as well as the governor of the central bank. The complaint also mentions close associates of President Félix Tshisekedi, including his chief of staff. Pay Services alleges that after it refused to pay bribes, the officials involved deliberately moved to undermine the agreement, breach the contract, and ultimately terminate the project. The company is seeking $20 million in damages in addition to reimbursement of its investment. The Congolese Ministry of Public Enterprises has rejected the allegations, describing them as devoid of any legal, budgetary, or accounting basis. The ministry accused Pay Services of misrepresenting itself as a bank, despite lacking the legal status of a recognized banking institution. In this context, the authorities have ended all administrative follow-up of this case in order to protect the public treasury, the ministry said in a statement. In its complaint, Pay Services also claims it secured a direct meeting with President Tshisekedi last May, during which he was allegedly shocked to learn of the existence of these blockages. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.